Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host. In college, he once played the trumpet at 1 a.m. on the rival school's campus, Pat Flynn.
So this past week, we interviewed Chris Doe. And if you are not a donut already, that's what he calls his community and his followers and fans, then you should be, because he's absolutely crazy and he's just as sweet as a donut with all the glaze and all the sprinkles, because he's just amazing. I highly recommend you go back and listen to that episode. It's going to be game changing, and it has been game changing for me ever since I stumbled across his stuff. In fact, I initially discovered him on Twitter, but then I went down a deep, deep and very satisfying rabbit hole on YouTube. And his YouTube channel is just massive. The Future, F-U-T-U-R, if you haven't seen it yet, definitely check it out. However, there's one video I want to point you to that describes this idea of pressure situations. And he does a much better job of doing it than I do saying it. Pressure situations. And what I mean by this is Chris demonstrates his skills. He doesn't talk the talk. He actually does the thing that he's teaching and that he talks about. You know, there's a number of videos of him on stage at events, which is always great. He is in a pressure situation there, obviously, because he's presenting live in front of people, and you kind of have to know your stuff, right, in order to serve that audience when they're there in person. And that's very admirable. That's very authoritative and influential. And, you know, you grow to love whoever's doing that even more if they're hitting the marks and they're saying the right things and they're speaking your language. But at the same time, you know, a presentation can be rehearsed. A presentation can, in fact, be practiced, and it can be predictable for the person giving it, obviously. And there are some amazing people who I know who just don't do well in live situations that are ad hoc, that are on the fly. However, they are incredible on stage because they have had a lot of time to prepare. Now, that used to be me. Before that, I used to be not good at any communication. I mean, even before the podcast, my form of communication was the blog, where I could just write and it was a lot easier for me to formulate thoughts and edit those thoughts and then publish them after, versus a podcast, which, yes, I can formulate my thoughts and edit them, but it is my voice and it is a lot harder to do that. And then, of course, there's video on top of that, which came later, and I've been pretty all in on for a while now, and definitely going all in on this year on YouTube. If you haven't found me yet, Pat Flynn. We also have a Smart Passive Income YouTube channel, which is the entire team contributing to that, that answers more specific questions about your online business tools and software needs. Anyway, recently, thanks to Ask Pat, in fact, I have been forcing myself to put myself into pressure situations that I cannot help but need to, not want to sometimes, but need to demonstrate my capability to coach somebody. Now, it's not live. I have done that live before, and that's the sort of ultimate pressure because there's a live audience there, right? And, you know, that's very nerve-wracking at times, especially for somebody like myself. But even in a call where there's one single person on the other end, if you haven't listened to Ask Pat, I highly recommend you subscribe to it. Ask Pat 2.0, starting with episode 1,000. Yes, we are over 1,000 episodes. But once we got to 1,000, prior to that, it was just answering a voicemail message, essentially. And I could, again, formulate my answer and respond post episode 1,000 or starting with episode 1,000. It was a coaching call, a live call between myself and somebody else who needed some help. And the reason why I wanted to do that was because not only did I know it was going to serve people better, because if I just got a voicemail and then I responded once, there was no way I could dig deeper. It was only a surface level question. Often those surface level questions don't actually even address the root level problems. And so with a live coaching call, typically on Squadcast, we can dive into really the root of the problem. And it never is what that first question is about, which is really interesting. That's just the seed of the idea for me to go and dig deeper into the realms of truly what is going on in a person's head. Anyway, that has helped me practice so much and grow so much as a coach, as a leader, as an authority in the space. And now 250 coaching calls later, that people are now able to listen to using a very specific formula, in fact, that I learned from Michael Bungay Stainier and his book, The Coaching Habit. Highly recommend that book if you're doing any sort of coaching, or even if you're a parent. Honestly, I use a lot of the questions that he proposes in there and the shooing away of the advice monster, which we also all often become. When a person needs help, we often become the advice monster. Oh, you need to do this, or I think you should do that. That's not helpful. Asking questions to dig deeper, and The Coaching Habit tells you which questions specifically to ask. And I ask these questions live. And initially, it was hard. It felt very formulaic, but over time, it became more organic. And hundreds of episodes in now, post episode 1000 of Ask Pat, I can do that in any moment's notice, at any time. If I get stopped on the street or if I'm in front of a crowd and somebody asks a question in front of thousands of people, I can do that because I've practiced and I forced myself to practice and I've been able to publish that. And that is what Chris Doe has been doing on The Future. If you look up this video, it's called When Client Says Your Price is Too High, How to Respond Role Play. And this has become a format of video that has gone pretty viral on Chris's YouTube channel, The Future, this role play situation. And it sounds exactly like it is. It is a situation in which he has some students of his or clients, or even people in an audience, play the role of somebody who says, in this case, Chris, I don't want to work with you because your price is too high. And Chris will respond in a way that he would respond on an actual call or in an actual conversation. And we all get to sit and listen in. And it's so fascinating. And I've just gone and watched every single one of these, right? How to talk to clients and get to a yes, role play. 8 client objection responses in 8 minutes, lightning round role play. How to respond to price buyers or low budget clients, role play. Selling through curiosity and how not to be salesy, role play. If you sit and listen to these are actual conversations of people playing the role of the client and Chris using questions and understanding and value-based answers to lead to a point where even in a role play, even if a person has a low budget, the person will say yes. And it's just always amazing because you can learn so much by watching somebody else do or do, but you also gain so much admiration for somebody who does that sort of in person like that. And so my advice to you, my lesson here for you comes from Chris Doe. Comes from myself and having done this and maybe not so much of a pressure. I can't say that today. Pressure situation. Maybe there's just too much pressure on me right now to say it. But putting yourself in a place where there is a bit of pressure on you to respond in a way or to teach in a manner that you know you can, but to do it on the fly helps you use that muscle, right? It helps you understand how to use that muscle even better. And it's almost like, and I think I've spoken about this person before, his name is Harry Mack, M-A-C-K. And if you look him up on YouTube, it's some of the most fascinating stuff you might ever see. And it's not even about business. He is a freestyle hip-hop rapper. We're talking about on the fly, right? So freestyle meaning there's a beat in the background, and he's rapping on top of it. Yo, what's up? This is SPI, and you can consider Pat Flynn a stand-up guy. I've been practicing. He is really inspirational, in fact. But I remember watching a video that sounded very 80s, right? We've been watching this show on TV called That's So 80s, I think it is. And it's just incredible because it's all things from my childhood spoken about from the top 10 street, I think it's called Top 10 80s. It's top 10 streetwear, top 10 fast food chains, top 10 commercials, top 10 water cooler moments. It's just, I highly recommend it, especially if you lived through the 80s. It's just fascinating. Anyways, I'm getting off of track here. But Harry Mack, he mentioned in one of his videos, he'll freestyle live to the chat that's in a live chat room on YouTube. He'll freestyle live and in person to people who give him and throw him words, and he drops it in there and he rhymes. It's just absurd. You know, it's kind of like off the curb. You know, I got the word. I'm not as good as him. Okay, I'm going to delete that. No, I'm going to keep it in. And it's cool because he's demonstrating how he's doing this live. And it's just absolutely fascinating because you know he's legit. You know he cannot write this stuff down. And so you follow him and he's just sharing his stuff. And it's just so inspirational. But there was a video that he published where he talked about his process, right? His process of doing this. And he says he forces himself to rap at maybe faster BPMs or beats per minute, right, than he normally would. And he does this often even live because he knows he's going to make mistakes and sometimes it's in front of people. But the fact that there's that much pressure and the fact that he has even less time to think when he's in person, he's actually doing it in a slower way. When he's in person, he's already able to do it at a faster pace with more pressure already that it's no problem. And in fact, it becomes second nature when he's doing it just in his normal way in his videos. So the practice, the pressure situations, and putting yourself in that pressure situation is really key. But it can be very difficult, right? If you're doing this as a freestyle rap, right, you often will get in your own way. You're going to think it's not good and you might stumble and fall with your words and then you're kind of done for, right? And you kind of go down that spiral and it's hard to get back up from that sometimes. And we do the same thing when we're live or we're answering questions. Sometimes it could be very difficult. It's a very noticeable moment when a person might lose their train of thought or just kind of fall off a little bit. I remember watching a number of presentations where the person who was presenting was doing amazing and then come Q&A, it's just a stumble fest, right? But that was because it was those people's first time doing Q&A. I remember this conference because the presentations were supposed to be 45 minutes and people created their presentations to be 45 minutes. And then they were like, oh, we're going to add in a 15-minute buffer after your presentation to answer questions. And all these people came prepared with a presentation. But when it came to Q&As, things they've never done before, they stumbled a little bit. Now, when I was in that situation, because I was speaking at that same event and I got to the 15-minute question and answer situation, I had already practiced. I'd already practiced in my community. I had already practiced on YouTube and on my podcast. And it was very easy for me to do that. I also took it one step further, as I always do, and I watched Q&As happen in YouTube, right? I was looking for tips about how to best handle a Q&A situation. What do you do when you get a question served to you that you don't know the answer to? Well, a lot of people will try to find their way to that answer during the presentation or during that Q&A session and stumble a little bit and might try to make up something. For me, I figured out, well, if you don't know the answer, just say it up front, but say, you know what? Here are some thoughts that I have about that. And here is what might be the answer or what I think about it. You can't be wrong if that's what you think or if that's your opinion. And then also say, you know what? I don't know the answer to that, but I'm going to go and find out because I think that's a really good question. But let's get on to somebody else or let's move on to the next question. What else do you have? And you can just breeze that over and not make a huge deal about that, right? And I think as long as you're honest, then you're good to go. And that's one thing I learned by not just forcing myself to be in these pressure situations. There, I said it correctly that time. But also learning how other people have performed in those pressure situations. So this respond/role play situation, I'm getting really inspired by it from Chris Doe role play. Look up Chris Doe, D-O, Chris Doe role play on YouTube. And you're going to see, it's like actually, like watching those videos, you get a little nervous. You build a bit of anxiety because it does feel real, even though it's just role play. And so I'm looking for ways to be creative to do more of that role play. right? Where we can put ourselves in that pressure situation so that when it comes time to actually do that in real life, you are prepped, you are prepared, right? It's like if you are practicing on a basketball team, if the offense that you are on is facing a defense that's just a little light because it's practice, well, what's going to happen in a real game when a person on the other end on the defense is not going light, but they're going hard on you? Well, then you're going to not do so well in offense. You're going to lose the ball all the time and just stumble. Versus if the defense is pressuring you the way that, or even more than they would in a real game, then you're going to be prepared. I remember watching the documentary about Michael Jordan, right? The Last Dance. And in it, he would go so hard on his teammates with defense to a point where his teammates hated him or just really disliked playing with Michael because he wasn't even letting up at all. In fact, he was going harder on his teammates. Why? Because he wanted the team to be at its greatest, and it was in the 90s with their six-peat. Actually, it wasn't six in a row, but sixth championship in a very short period of time. Fascinating, fascinating documentary if you haven't seen it. Not for kids, though. But all that to say, there is some stuff for kids that you can find on Chris Doe's stuff. Chris Doe Roleplay. I hope that this makes you think, how might you demonstrate and put yourself in a pressure situation? Maybe this is in live streams on Instagram. Maybe it's live streams on Facebook or in your community. Did you know that circle.so now has the ability for you to go live inside of your own community? Big shout out and thank you to Andrew and Sid and the entire team at community or at Circle, excuse me, who's helping us build community at SPI Pro. If you haven't yet applied to SPI Pro, you got to apply to SPI Pro. It is our number one focus this year. We're making the experience the best experience for any entrepreneur who has started their business. You have to fill out the application. It helps us get to those core people who do belong in the group. And if you don't, well, we'll tell you. And we'll tell you what you can do to get to that point where you will find success within the group, because we want it to be a place for serious entrepreneurs. No matter if you're just starting out and you've got a little bit of business coming in, a small email list, or you've been $1 million business, we have some $1 million businesses in there as well. It's incredible. And so I highly recommend you check it out. Go to spipro.com. That's right, spipro.com, and apply there. And we can't wait to see you in there. And we'll be going live in there and all the good stuff. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. Put yourself in those pressure situations. There's no better way to grow. And I look forward to serving you in the next episode of the Smart Passive Income Podcast. We've got a great, great guest coming in next Wednesday, and we're going to do another one. In fact, this guest, you might want to catch it on YouTube because it's unlike anything we've ever interviewed before. It might sound weird the way that I'm talking about that, but yeah, you're not going to want to miss it. It's very unique, very different, and it's very now. I'm just going to say, you may or may not be interested in the topic, but you should be, because this is where we're at in the world today. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, thank you so much for letting me entertain you and educate you. I hope all is well with you and your family and your health. And I look forward to serving you next week. Peace out. Cheers. And as always, Team Flynn for the win. Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at smartpassiveincome.com. I'm your host, Pat Flynn. Our senior producer is Sarah Jane Hess. Our series producer is David Grabowski. And our executive producer is Matt Gartland. Sound editing by Duncan Brown. The Smart Passive Income Podcast is a production of SPI Media. We'll catch you in the next session. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you're looking for a new podcast to add to your rotation, I highly recommend Problem Solvers, hosted by Jason Pfeiffer, who's been on the show a few times, actually. As you probably heard in the credits, both our shows are on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. On Problem Solvers, Entrepreneur's editor-in-chief tells the stories of real founders that solved real problems in their businesses, helping listeners get through any obstacles in their own ventures. And each episode is really distinct and easy to follow, and they're bite-sized too, usually around 15 to 20 minutes. And Jason pulls each story out himself so you can avoid the same crippling problems. Matt and I were recently on the show in episode 302, and Jason recently hosted a great episode on whether anyone could be too quote-unquote curious for a traditional career. Listen to Problem Solvers right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.